Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. This segment, I want to talk about the difference between success and achievement. What's the difference? Have you ever thought about that? What's the difference between success and the two words, success and achieve? Well, Webster, when you go to Webster, Webster's unable to define either one of them without using the other one. Webster says if you have success, that means you achieved something. And Webster says if you achieve something, that means you were successful. So what's the difference? Well, if there's no difference, why don't we use the word achieve more than we do to describe accomplishing, acquiring wealth and fame and status and credentials and things like that? Why don't we use achieve more than success? Well, maybe it's because success is a noun and achieve is a verb, and everybody knows that nouns are handier than verbs. But grammar isn't the only reason that success is more popular. Even achievement, the noun cousin of achieve, isn't as preferred when describing accomplishment. Maybe way back, early on, success just had a better PR campaign than achievement. Today, success is synonymous with celebrating at the finish line. Think about that. I really want you to think about this. If when you're at the finish line, you've won the race, you finished the race, you say, okay, I was successful, and that's great. But if you think about, you're holding the check, you're holding the trophy, et cetera, et cetera. But achievement, when people think about achievement, they often think more about the work and the effort. It has that kind of a connotation, doesn't it? Achievement is more sweat, and success is more celebration. But think about it. My friends, when you look back on something that you've accomplished, when you look back on a big accomplishment, a big thing that you pulled off, where are your memories? Are your memories about just about high fives at the finish line as you were wrapping things up, as you were taking the check, as you were holding the trophy? Were those where most of your memories were, or were more of your memories associated with the journey, the work and the effort that it took you to get to the finish line? Where are your memories? If you think about that, I think you'll realize you probably do have more memories of the journey than you do of the finish line. And therefore, if you do that, maybe you'll appreciate the word achievement a little bit more. Legendary actress Helen Hayes, the late great Helen Hayes, once said, "Always strive for achievement. Forget about success." I think maybe she was thinking about that journey finish line thing I was talking about. But are there benefits to focusing more on the virtues of achievement? Well, Gene Greisman, our good buddy, Dr. Gene Greisman, a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, he says there are benefits to achievement. He has an audio tape called The Path to High Achievement. And Gene says, He identifies common characteristics of high achievers and how they're in evidence long before anyone flourishes a checkered flag. These five characteristics. Here are the five. I'm going to identify the five, and then I'm going to follow each one of them up with one of my thoughts. The first one is the power of self-knowledge. The power of self-knowledge. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses may be the most important characteristic to seeking excellence. High achievers regularly critique themselves and make adjustments. You've heard me talk about this many times before, the self-analysis thing. I learned about self-analysis from my when I worked at Xerox way back in the day, back in the 70s. They taught me how to do self-analysis. And every time I made a call, a sales call, when I came out of that call, I did a self-analysis. How did I do? Where did I mess up? You know, I looked at my own self. And that self-analysis post-call was a self-analysis pre-call for the next one. So it made me better for the next call. So the power of self-knowledge is critical. Time consciousness. Just like soybeans or gold, time is a commodity. We talked about it in the last hour with John Bradbury. And although it's not traded on any markets, any billionaire will tell you that time is more precious than gold. High achievers do not waste time. Persistence. Number three is persistence. Did you know that stick-to-itiveness is a real word? It's a real word. It was coined in 1884, and it means dogged perseverance. High achievers personify stick-to-itiveness. Number four, the power of decision. Indecision is the kryptonite. Indecision is to achievement what kryptonite is to Superman. History has shown that an army with a poor battle plan, boldly executed, can defeat a greater force tentatively deployed. The power of decision. You've heard me talk about it a million times. Make lots of decisions. If you know what you're doing, you make most of them right, but you won't make all of them right, and you'll learn from the ones that you made wrong. Make lots of decisions. And then number five, learn from your mistakes. No one likes failure, but high achievers recognize the value of setbacks, and they actually leverage them in a quest for excellence. Failure is the abiding harness made of achievement, and high achievers expect to be hitched to both all of their lives. Learn from your mistakes, folks. Billy Joel said it a long time ago in his song, you learn more from your mistakes than you ever will your successes. We've all heard it. Many smart people will tell you that over and over again. Learn from your mistakes. No one lives their life in the winner's circle. You can't live in the winner's circle. You live in the journey to the winner's circle. Strive for success, but focus on achievement. I'll take a quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back. So go on and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.